This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Choose the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
All right, folks, welcome back to the Corporation Nation. You're on Republic Broadcasting Network. We have with us today an OTEX man at DMV.com. And we are talking about, well, the legal fraud that happens all throughout our lives. So let's continue with this scenario, because there's one thing that's biting at me right now, and that is, one of the reasons I did not pursue or take interest in some of the methods out there is because, I figured out real quick, why would I want to utilize the Uniform Commercial Code, or UCC, because that's still absorbing a status. It's still being a person. I mean, you're not escaping government harassment by becoming. I've not met very many people who were successful in utilizing, say, the UCC-1 form or UCC-3, putting all their property into a trust. Essentially, it's still within the government. That's what bothers me about that aspect of it. So. You're pulled over, a cop is demanding, a municipal police officer who is appointed, not elected, is demanding your driver's license and your registration in order to fulfill what we just talked about, was the person, place, and thing. This is the part where everybody says to go in different directions. Now,
Colonel Lentz has an interesting approach. He says, when the cop says, "Let me see your driver's license," he says, "Is that an order?" And eventually the cop will say, "Yes, that's an order." And that's when Carl Lund says, "Okay, what's the mailing address of your superior?" And the cop will say, "Why do you need that?" And Carl says, "Well, you've just placed an order with me. I need an address to send the bill to your superior for me complying with your order, fulfilling your order." And he will not know what to do. They did not cover that in his cop training course, and he'll run back to the microphone on the radio and ask his whoever is in charge of the
does he present a fee
radio
schedule?
Ask him what to do when somebody says, "Is that an order?" And he wants the address to send the bill for fulfilling the order.
Right.
Usually they come back and say, "Have a nice day, stay off my beat, and don't speed, and be sure to tighten your seatbelt," or whatever. They don't want to fool with him. They just drop it and move on to the next poor dumb sucker who will not know to do that, and they'll just pay up. Because they're only interested in extortion and getting the money, not complying with the law or protecting people's rights to private life, liberty, and private property free from infringement.
Sure, sure. I mean, here in Utah or in Salt Lake City, they passed a law, quote a law, that said that each police officer has to collect a certain amount of revenue through the ticket process, and then they, you know, if they don't do it, they'll lose their jobs. So, I mean, obviously extortion is apparently a good thing when it comes to feeding your family. So, I mean, they're going to find people to fill these shoes regardless of how much you and I talk.
A lot of this presumption, they're making a mistake by making those presumptions, and the mistake is one of the fundamental underlying principles of law applicable in your state code section 1-103. The word mistake is one of those fundamental underlying principles, and once you raise that there's a mistake on the record, their whole court has to shut down and stop because they cannot proceed on a falsified record. And if you point out that there is a mistake and the record is not accurate, they cannot proceed. They have to stop. They cannot pass go and nobody gets $200. One guy won his court case completely by saying, in fact, it was a famous ball player, Kobe Bryant, out in California. He just raised the They're making a mistake. There's a mistake. And he kept saying there's a mistake in the record, and they had to drop his charges, dismiss the case, because he raised that there was a mistake. And it doesn't matter who made it or what the mistake is. They cannot proceed on the falsified record. Once you raise that there is a mistake, that raises the issue of a falsified record, and they cannot proceed. Just like they cannot proceed on a subject matter contract when there is no authorized signature. If it's an unauthorized signature, it's a forgery. And you and I cannot be held to a document or contract bearing a forged signature once you and I say that's not my authorized signature, and by them presuming otherwise, they're making a mistake under their own code section number 1-103, along with those other underlying reasons. Bankruptcy or other validating or invalidating causes. But you and I have to raise and confront their presumptions. And when they do not comply with the law and do what they're supposedly sworn to do and as an officer, supposedly a law enforcement officer, then we have to sue them for breach of their fiduciary duty that they voluntarily incurred by putting on the wide hat and the sunglasses and the badge and the gun and taking the oath. And now they have to comply. And if they fail, you and I have to sue them for not complying, which is the breach of their fiduciary duty that they undertook.
Well, so then I guess the question becomes, where then will you proceed with your lawsuit? Because this is one of the things that we've certainly been hitting on a lot is, you know, the last place you want to be is in a municipal court where the jurisdiction is not general. You're basically giving up all your rights when you go into a municipal court. So what is your advice as far as to get this into an actual court of the record, where you can actually invoke such things as, you mentioned is the protection of rights through the Constitution, which is not something that a private person can really claim. So I'm just curious what your...
Yeah, that's mainly what we do is research and education, and we try to teach people how to stay out of court and avoid getting involved in these contracts and court issues by using that strategy number one and depriving them of the due process requirements. In order for them to proceed against you and I, they have to accomplish all three of the due process requirements, the first of which is they have to serve us with proper service of process, number one. Number two, they have to serve us with written notice, not telephone calls or verbal talk, but written notice. And three, they have to obtain consent by contract in order to proceed. And by implementing our strategy number one, we deprive them of being able to accomplish the service of legal process or notice of process and deprive them of serving us a written notice and deprive them of obtaining consent by a written contract. And that's guaranteed under the Declaration of Independence, which is part of the organic constitution, it very clearly says that governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. Well, when you implement Howard's strategy number one, you deprive them of that consent or presumption that you're consenting, and they cannot proceed. They cannot docket the case because they you deprive them of those due process prerequisites. That's why his strategy number one is so effective.
All right, we'll be back. We'll take Richard in Alabama. Anyone else wants to call in and get some answers here? 1-800-313-9443 for the RBN hotline, and we'll be back.
The mission was successfully completed. Reality.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My neighbor, welcome again to this neighborhood. I'd like to show you something. You know what this is? Maybe if I press this button.
There are so many things to learn about in this world, and so many people who can help us learn, and so many people who can
back.
Help us learn. Did you ever know anything in the garden of your mind?
Now, sir, I am finding, and I don't know how to say this, and I don't want it to come off in the wrong way. This is a genuine question here. I find a flaw with the presentation you just made, because my question to you is, how can you claim to have constitutional rights, which are political rights, they are not natural rights, and then at the same time claim that you are not a party to the the government that is trying to force you into this contract. It doesn't seem logical to claim a status while claiming that you're not part of a status. There's a confusion there I'd like you to clear up for me.
Well, why, if people do not have constitutional rights, only government workers need constitutional rights, the actual people have inherent God-given natural rights, which are secured against infringement by the Constitution.
Why would you then claim constitutional rights?
I didn't claim that. I'm sorry if you heard that. I don't recall.
Well, you use the Constitution. I mean, if you use the Constitution in a court of equity, a court of law, basically, they'll tell you, ha ha ha, you don't have any. There's no such thing as constitutional rights for you to claim
because
you're a private person.
Entered into a contract in their commercial court. The reason it's not constitutional, because it's absolutely in compliance with the Constitution. The Constitution very clearly says the right to contract shall be unimpaired.
Right.
So they're absolutely being sure that our right to contract is unimpaired. The problem is they're tricking us into constantly contracting and recontracting, and they are unimpairedly enforcing the terms of these contracts that people have been tricked into. And that's what we teach people, how to avoid being tricked and avoid falling for their traps, avoid the appearance trap, avoid the acceptance trap, and the subsequent contract that results from that. Then you're not.
All right, well, let's take a call from a listener. Let's take Richard in Alabama. Richard, are you on the line? All right, apparently we lost Richard.
So I'm gone?
What's that?
Am I gone?
Richard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there you go. Go ahead, sir.
All right. In Alabama, they have a bad habit of doing things with direct action. They don't call you to court. Like, for instance, they will tax your land in the name of a former owner and sell it off. Or they'll sue your land in rem, make service on a former owner, or they'll tow away your car and not even write a ticket. You have any ideas?
Yeah. Send me an email, notaxman@dmv.com. That stands for Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia, not the Department of Motor Vehicles. Anyway, yeah. And we'll send you the email on how to terminate that registration of your deed into the public records, and then your land will no longer be subject to their code enforcement benefits that they inflict, that you got tricked into. Now, on your car, when you bought the car brand new from the dealership, let's assume you paid cash for it, they stole your evidence of ownership, your document of title, which in the case of a car or automobile is called the MSO, the manufacturer's statement of origin. They did not give you, when you gave them the cash money, they did not give you the manufacturer's statement of origin. Mm-hmm. They stole it and gave it to the Communist Lawyer Club's agency called the Department of Motor Vehicles, which keeps the actual MSO, and then they issue you a certification or a sworn statement called a certificate of title, but it's got their state's name at the top, so they are showing you that it's actually the state's or the Department of Motor Vehicles' car that they are allowing you to use or operate on condition that you comply with all the rules and regulations and code statutes and ordinances that apply to vehicles in commerce on the presumption that you're going to use it to charge money with and be in commerce with it. And that's where they make the mistake under 1-103, the presumption that you're going to use it to charge money. The point is the dealer was forced to do that and enter into collusion and conspiracy with the Department of Motor Vehicles to steal your private property car's document of title, the MSO. It's right in the dealership contract. He does not get to have his dealership license unless he agrees to steal the customer's MSOs and send them or take them immediately up to the lawyer corporation's Department of Motor Vehicles, which, again, it's a taking of private property without the just compensation because they're taking the evidence of ownership, the MSO, without giving you the just compensation. And then they're coercing you into complying with all these rules and regulations but they've never given you the just compensation. And that's converting your exercise of a right into a crime, and that's unconstitutional for them to do that, to convert your exercise of a right into a crime or to, in our case, charge money for. They do that constantly.
Well, now, as I understand it, the MSO, once it's out of the dealer's hands, it doesn't. It's is it gone permanently, or is it they make a microfiche of it or a copy of it, and then it's basically gone? I mean, I asked.
Yeah, they do that all the time. They lie and say it's been destroyed. They've hypothecated it or pledged it and borrowed money on it without telling you about that. But Ralph Witteroud, who is another talk show host on RBN, he does research into, and he's got a page explaining how you can regain your MSO back from the Department of Motor Vehicles. So anyone who would be interested in that, send a request to notaxman@dmv.com and ask for how to regain your MSO, and we'll be glad to forward that email back to you on how Ralph Winterhead's process works.
All right. Richard, anything else?
How about when they sue your land in rem and make service on a previous owner and get a judgment against your land in rem?
That's because the previous owner had the deed recorded in the public property records, and they're not selling the land. They're only selling their interest in the land, which is zero, because they never gave the former owner, whose name it was in, they never gave him the just compensation either.
Yeah.
Or either.
The land never moves. They're selling the paper or
it's a fraudulent
collateral
claim of an interest that they never paid for.
Right.
And that poor lady up in New London, Connecticut, Mrs. Kilo, Suzette Kilo and her neighbors that sued the town of New London, Connecticut for a taking without, they should have sued as a taking without just compensation, but the lawyers conveniently forgot to mention that they never got paid. They just raised all these other issues, and the court went along with the issues that were raised instead of what the lawyers for Suzette Kilo should have raised, that they never got the just compensation, and that the taking by registration of the deed was a taking of private property without the just compensation and unconstitutional is what the lawyers for Suzette Kilo should have raised. But then they wouldn't have been lawyers. They would have been disbarred for having raised it.
I was going to actually say something similar. All right, thanks, Richard.
You can terminate
that
registration and get your land back. That'll be in that email you could request about IRS, how to unvolunteer from IRS, and how to remove your private property land from the public property records. That'll be in that email.
All right. Well, let's take Mike in Kentucky. Do you have a question?
Yeah, hey, I think he must have been listening on the Internet and had a several second delay before he heard you guys answer the, before he heard you call for his call.
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry, Mike. I hear the music, so I'm going to have you hold on, and we'll start with you fresh on the other side, okay? All right, we'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as a US crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion despite protests and clashes in Athens streets, the IMF imposed structurally unjust programs in Greece.
Actually,
the term economy entered our language from the Greek...
Which is the... excuse me, the escapeharassment.com website, and their research website, which is peoples-rights.com. I'll tell you what, go ahead, Mike. I know you had a comment or question.
Yeah, when it clicked me over, I couldn't hear part of what you said there. What'd you say?
Telling you to go ahead and...
Okay.
State your business.
Yeah, well, I've been, investigating what I guess is commonly called the Patriot Movement, or now they call them Sovereign Citizens Movement, and a bunch of different names like that that they're schooling.
That's an impossibility.
I know. But
you can't be a sovereign and be a citizen member of something.
Right.
Members of...
It's an oxymoron. But,
and I notice also here that Howard Griswold says, and I'm not familiar with Howard Griswold, but he says 99% of the crap that's out there on the Internet is wrong, at least the Patriot stuff, unfortunately. So I think these guys probably agree with you, sir.
Well, there's a lot of... methods out there, and I've seen some of it actually work, but I think in individual situations you're dealing with individual I don't know, officials that decide, well, we're just not going to fool with this guy. We're going to send this to the mountain demure, I think is the term I used to hear, that you want to make something go away, disappear off the docket, that kind of thing. This guy's going to be in trouble. Let's just, you know, make this go away sort of thing. And, I mean, I know a guy that drove around for quite a few number of years. He had used a, I think, a British West Indies license and a license plate. Or, I mean, he did a bunch of weird stuff that he got away with. And when he would get pulled over and, you know, the highwayman or whatever would ask for his credentials and all that sort of stuff, they'd write him up and he'd have to. I don't think he ever got his car towed. I don't know what he'd said to these police that they never left him. They never bothered to, you know, impound his car. But he would go prior to any arraignment and issue a private demand for a bill of particulars and that kind of stuff even before it got before the bar, because his contention was that once you're called down on the carpet before the bar, your status changed and you've conceded jurisdiction. So you have to approach these people in their private capacity. And, of course, I've noticed in the last few years the entrances to the courts are separate for any officials, and they'll have, like, iron gates up there, and they have a remote control so they can go in, and you can't, you know. It opens the gate by remote, and they get to go in there and go in a separate entrance. You can't approach these people unless you know where their law office is. So it's like they've kind of tried to correct, circle the wagons and make sure you don't have access to them before you get before the bar. In Kentucky now, and I consider the only thing I try to status, I try to emphasize is that my name is Michael and I'm a man upon the soil, because I understand there's just all these different bodies of law, private law international, and contract, of course, as you alluded to, the Constitution says you should not impair contracts. Well, obviously there's got to be a meeting of the minds or there is no contract. If you don't, if you're misled, especially most of us at my age and older, we're misled into thinking, yes, you must do this or you must do that, and it becomes threat, duress, and coercion, basically, because you were underage if you signed a Social Security application to get a number. You know, you didn't know the full implications of all those contracts and thousands of laws that apply and change your status. And what was that celebrity guy, that you, the athlete or something that you said he was claiming?
Kobe Bryant. He made a mistake under 1-103.
There's numerous mistakes, and they just overlook them. The whole venue proceeds under assumption and presumption, does it not?
That's why we teach, do not enter into those contracts and avoid falling for the appearance trap and the acceptance trap, and then there is no contract. Right in the Constitution, they're only authorized three types of taxes: the imposts, excises, and duties.
Duties, yeah.
Well, if you're involved in importing or exporting, then you're concerned with imposts and duties. So the only remaining thing, since most of us are not involved in importing or exporting, excises are a tax in return for a privilege or benefit. And that's always requested by a contract, to have that privilege or excise. You ask for the privilege or benefit, and then the tax and the regulations apply. And that's why Howard teaches, do not accept these offers. Or, first of all, the offers are void for not being what you and I think they are. We're told in school that the offer is supposed to be a meeting of the minds and an agreement set down in black and white on paper. And that's not true. They're not an agreement. When he gives you a ticket for something, that's not an agreement. That's not a offer. It's not a valid offer, because it's not a meeting of the minds.
Well, he does.
Therefore, these offers are void and should be not accepted. And that's what strategy number one teaches people, how to not accept these bogus offers or...
Well, the key word here is obviously offer. It's not a demand. It's not a requirement. It's nothing but an offer. And that is that's the most important thing, because all of this is voluntary. It's all based on you being coerced. And you know, we defined the word illicit. When a cop elicits you to do something, he's using word magic and trickery of words to make you do that. In fact, the word spell
Honestly, he doesn't
with words,
know.
Obviously, so I mean, he's yeah, it's voluntary, and that's the whole point of this, and that's why I think what you're, I think this first thing you're talking about is actually the most important step, and if you can, you can really utilize that, then you'll never be in this situation.
Yeah, you'll never get to an arraignment because you pull the jurisdiction presumption rug out from under them by implementing Howard's strategy number one and avoiding the contract arising in the first place, because without the appearance or acceptance of the document or the letter or the presentment or offer, there is no contract until it's the acceptance. That's the definition of a contract, is it offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law, by the acceptance, and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer, and both parties are immediately, upon the acceptance, both parties are immediately bound and held to specific performance of that newly arisen contract by acceptance. And that's why strategy number one is so effective, because it prevents and defeats their presumption of acceptance, and there is no contract, and then they cannot proceed, because if there's no contract, there's no authority. There's case after case after case. No contract, no jurisdiction, no authority to proceed.
And if that sounds familiar to people, it's because you're usually hearing it in the form of, we teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract. Da, 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 da.
Oh, the commercial you guys play.
Yeah, it's funny to hear it.
And you obviously you deal with people that are trained and they're pushing their policy that they are familiar with, and of course there's all these I guess you'd call them seminars or sessions where they're teaching all these people that are in office. Oh, you got one of these patriots or you got one of these sovereign citizens. They won't listen to you, and you know, you try to get stuff in there that would preserve defects for appeal, defects of process or errors, for appeal. But they'll just, they seem to just go ahead and proceed.
You're talking about appeal from a court?
Well, if they go ahead and proceed and ignore what you're saying.
Well, that's why, if you fail to implement strategy number one, you absolutely will go to jail or pay the fine. You'll pay or go to jail for...
Well, you can implement it all you want. They want to ignore it.
If there is no contract, they cannot proceed.
Well, they think they can, and what do you do otherwise? I mean, if they think they
can... Sue them for deprivation of your due process rights.
Well, yeah, and that's, again, you know, there's nothing you can do, literally, about a man who uses, under the color of law, his office or his badge to harm you if he feels like he has that power. You do not want to get yourself killed trying to play the game of words with a psychopath. So at some point you're going to have to say, okay, I'm not going to put my life at risk just because I'm right and you're wrong. You're going to have to go through that kind of process.
So the procedure then becomes to try to make sure that you have a record or proof that can be preserved for appeal. And I think in their profession, they do not like, especially you know, like at the county level and the lower courts, they do not want any appeals of their you know, procedures. That does, they do really, the higher ups, I think, really frown on that, and they don't like for that to happen.
Yeah, they want their revenue generation mechanism undisturbed.
Run smoothly. I was going to say something about Jack Kevorkian. If you want to hold me through the break, can you do that?
Sure. We've got other colors, too. So
oh, okay.
Real quick, and then we'll, yeah, we'll bring you on. But stay with us, folks.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Clear your mind of questions. You must unlearn.
Back with the last segment of Operation Nation. We do have some other calls on the line. My friend Mike, do you want to say anything else?
I started to mention, you know, bill of particulars and that sort of stuff because the courts are arraigned, and you don't know how they're arraigned unless they'll tell you. And in most states, I think you have the right to demand to know exactly what you're being, what you're involved in. You know, not just the statute that they're charging you for, but the nature and the cause of the action against you. Jack Kevorkian, they didn't have a statute for what he was trying to do 20 years ago, and it's about the time I started looking into all this, you know, militia movement, patriot, and da-da-da, and I found that there was some stuff that they were claiming that was actually true, went to law libraries and looked it up, and it started making me, you know, wanting to investigate it more. And then it hit the news that G. Willikers, you know, after I'd talked to different police officers, and they're just like, there is no common law anymore. Well, they didn't have a statute to charge Jack Kevorkian with what he was doing, you know, physician-assisted suicide in, like, Wisconsin or Minnesota, somewhere where they finally brought him down on the carpet. So what they did was they arraigned the court in common law in order to be able to charge him. And, you know, that totally blew everything out of the water that I'd been told that there is no common law anymore. It'd been done away with or phased out or whatever.
Well, have you ever considered what the word extortion means? I mean, you know, they took away the tort process and replaced it with extort. They, you know, I mean, it's a mess, this system. But, I mean, you know, as we talked about yesterday, you have to establish the status first, and then you have to establish the jurisdiction. And
you have a right to know what your status is, but they ignore you when you lay that out in a motion
right.
or something. They just restate the charge and try to identify you as their artificial person or their U.S. citizen or whatever they think you are.
Yeah. All right, Mike.
Thanks.
Sam, we're going to go to Tom in Pennsylvania. Tom, you on the air?
Tim, sir, hold on. I'm trying to get off the speaker here. And there we go. Okay. Sorry about that. Okay, good evening, gentlemen. I have a real quick question first to the gentleman from No Tax, Howard Griswold. I used to have a friend named Howard Griswold probably 20 years ago down in Baltimore, Maryland. He used to live in he lived in Delaware. It's just not the same Howard, is it?
Yes, it is exactly the same man.
Oh, you're kidding me. I've been looking for him for over 25 years.
Well, send me an email and I'll pass it through to him.
Oh, my goodness.
He's feeling under the weather these days, but I'll contact him and ask him if he wants to get back in touch with you either by telephone or email. Just send
so what's your opinion of Mr. Griswold, then?
Just send it to notaxman@dmv.com.
notaxman@dmv.com.
Delaware, Maryland,
you know
Virginia.
What? Okay. Oh, I looked at dmv.com, and it looks like a motor vehicle website.
Well, that's not my server. My email server is Delmarva Online Corporation out of Salisbury, Maryland, and it's there. The DMV is okay. Theirs, not mine.
Yeah, okay, so notaxman@dmv.com.
And I'll pass your message through to Howard, yeah.
All right, him and I and several other people, probably about 10 or 15. You ever heard of Ed Ellison?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think he passed away, but him and I and Howard and there was about a dozen of us down there, Free State Constitutionalists, that used to have meetings all the time, and we, that was back... oh, my goodness, 85, 86, 87 era, and we were discussing the UCC and contract law and all that. Howard is a brilliant, brilliant man. It's just unbelievable that what's going on in his head.
We only teach what can be proven to work, that Howard has proven through the years does work.
I know.
That's what
I know.
We teach.
All right, well, I'm glad.
Having been in law
enforcement,
you know, being with, you're telling me, being law enforcement for probably 20-some years, when you started talking about the sovereign movement, sovereign citizen movement, I pulled up an alert. And basically this thing is situation awareness, recent sovereign citizen activity.
That's an impossibility. You cannot be a citizen and a sovereign. Sovereigns are not members.
This is what law enforcement is putting out to their people, okay?
Right.
This is what we are being advised to, like, if officers make a stop, all right? The sovereign citizen movement is a right-wing extremist movement. Sovereign citizens do not recognize federal state authority. Members have been known to engage in criminal activity, commit violent acts, target government officials and law enforcement. FBI considers the movement a domestic terrorism group. Sovereign citizens known to carry and create fraudulent documents, identification cards, driver's license, motor vehicle registration, law enforcement credentials. Sovereign citizens have also been known to impersonate law enforcement. Okay, they're filling these guys' heads with, you know, if people are doing this, they don't deserve the name of a sovereign. People like do not do these kind of things.
This stuff is coming straight from the.
No, I know you don't. I know you don't have anything to do with that.
Center.
What I'm trying to do is tell you what they are telling the officer on the street, you know, and their feedback on that is, you know, well, if you're not threatened with being sued, then you're not doing your job right. Okay, so they've got an issue on their side. We've got problems on our side. All this is piling up, and it's, you know, sooner or later it's going to get really bad in the wrong situation with the wrong person on both sides, and somebody's going to end up wounded or dead or something like that, and that's going to be a real disaster. But
that's when
it's a real big mess.
We teach to come out from and withdraw and do not participate and do not be in their system.
Absolutely. Yes, I know. Well, but trying to get out of their system is like trying to break out of jail. Okay.
Not really. It's very simple.
No. Come on. If you've been into this as long as I have, it's not that simple. I get pulled over. I say, sorry, I don't have a driver's license because I'm not a driver. And he's going to look at you like you're a three-headed monster. And if it gets to the point where you just continue to insist on that, he's going to drag you out and he's going to lock you up. Okay.
Well, think about it.
I know you can sue them all you want, but they're not going to listen to that. Okay. You can go into court and unless you really know what the heck you're doing. And even if you do, you get in front of a judge that's not going to listen and doesn't want to hear it. You're going to jail, period. Okay. It's very sad. And I believe in what you do and what you say. And I believe that, you know, we should be able to do what you're telling, you know, us on the radio. But fact and fiction is two different things.
So you're not enjoying a privilege right now.
I wholeheartedly agree. But then, you know, I even heard where they said, well, do you have a checking account? Well, you know, I don't have a driver's license, but I have a checking account. But okay. Remember, you ever heard a guy named George Gordon?
Yeah, with the barristers in common law.
They got so mad at him that they dug a pit across his driveway to keep him off the roads because they couldn't stop him from going out on the highways, and every time they stopped him, they ended up getting sued, and he beat the pants off him. But he's one in a million, okay? He has a school up there, but I'm telling you, he's one of the very few people that really was able to, you know, turn this thing around, and now they just don't bother him at all. But
yeah,
he doesn't have a bank account. He doesn't have a Social Security number. He doesn't use paper money. He only takes gold and silver. He doesn't have insurance, you know. And then how are you going to drive a vehicle without a license plate on it? Because if you have a vehicle and you're participating, you know, you're driving around on the highway, you're traveling around on the highway with a vehicle, you don't have a license plate on there, you're going to get stopped every minute.
Well, if you're not using it to charge money with, it's not a vehicle in commerce.
No, I understand. Your theory is correct. But in actuality, it doesn't work.
It's called the definitions of words. People need to learn the correct.
Sir, I understand all that, okay? I've been doing this since 1970. Let's see, when the heck did I start this? 1979.
I hate to break this love charade up, but we do have to
end the show here. Thank you. I'll send you an email for Howard, though. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Yeah, I'd say there's the trickery again because, you know, using the word vehicle, of course, you admit that it's a vehicle, then you've just admitted it's a piece of property. So, anyway, sir, thank you very much. Give out your email one more time, just in case.
NoTaxMan@DMV.com.
All right, guys. Callers, I apologize. I didn't get the, I tried. Join me Monday for what I call total genealogical immersion. Should be fun. One of my favorite subjects. Talk to you later.
With financial uncertainty.